This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Of the characteristics of Musa alayhi salam, of his qualities that are mentioned in the Quran, is his strength and his integrity. And that came in a statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes to one of the two women or ladies that Musa alayhi salam found taking care of their livestock. And Musa alayhi salam came and offered to help them. So it said in the Quran that one of them said to her father when they went home and told him what happened. She said, Ya abati istajir. Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyu al-amin. She said, Father, you might as well hire him. By the way, the proper word for hiring a human being is istajara. It's called ijara. Right? What should be used for property is kira. In modern Arabic, it's only used in Northern Africa and Morocco and the Western regions of the Muslim world. That's a more proper fusha. All right? When you rent property, car or house, that is called in Arabic kira. تقول اكتريتو كذا. Anyways, that's besides the point. Istijar is for human beings. It's hiring a person. All right? So she said, Ya abati istajirhu. Hire him, father. Hire him. Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyu al-amin. The best person, the most qualified person to be hired for the kind of services that we need is a person who's al-qawiyyu al-amin, who is strong and trustworthy. Strong and trustworthy. Obviously, his strength is something that she was able to observe. When she saw that he was capable of doing what a group of shepherds would do, he did it by himself. As it says in some narrations, moving the rock. I mean, the Quran doesn't explicitly mention what it is that he exactly did that made her, you know. But she was able to see that he was able to finish the task that would take a group of people. He did it by himself, alayhi salam. So she was able to see that. He was very strong and determined. In spite of the fact that he was traveling, by the way. Right? And he didn't have much means with him. But the question here is, where did she or how did she know his amana, that he was trustworthy? Someone might say, well, maybe by the fact that he actually did a good job and he did not ask them for any pay because he volunteered to do it, so he didn't ask for anything back. You know, sometimes people come and volunteer and then they ask, they're like, I'm not asking for anything, but they're asking for recognition. They're asking to be celebrated. They're asking to be given special privileges. That's not the true spirit of volunteerism. A volunteer is someone that does something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for the sake of providing a service. So Musa alayhi salam, it's said in some narrations that what happened is that when one of them came back, perhaps most likely the one that said to her father to hire him. When she came back to him, because what happened is after he finished whatever he did for them, he went, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ. He went and sat under a tree looking for some shade to rest. And then he made a dua, a beautiful dua. What did he say? Rabbi, O my Lord, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. I am desperately in need for whatever good, O Allah, you sent my way. It's a beautiful way of saying what? It's a beautiful, humble way of saying, O Allah, I'm in need. And we learn from the prophets in their dua, they're very humble, they're very settled with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way they make dua. Right? Sometimes they're not direct, give me this, or I want such and such. Right. Oh Allah, choose what is best for me. إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمُ. Beautiful. So he made that dua. So shortly after that, she comes and she says, my father is inviting you to come. to reward you for what you had done for us. Obviously, he went to talk to him, not to look for any reward, and that's when he offered to marry him, one of his two daughters. But she said, and this according to this prophetic narration, when Musa alayhi salam, when she told Musa, come with me, Musa told her, walk behind me. Why? Not because she's a woman and they're supposed to be. Out of what? Out of being protective of her, and out of haya, because of his modesty. Right? It could get windy and she may be exposed. And some narrations said that it was windy and something. So Musa alayhi salam asked her to walk behind him so that she doesn't what? She's not exposed, so that she's not in front of him. And for her to feel safe. Right? For her to feel safe in his presence, alayhi salam. And he said, whenever you want to direct me towards any direction, you don't even have to say anything. Take a pebble or something, just throw it in that direction, and I'll make that turn. And you come. Subhanallah. This shows his level of modesty, his haya, his integrity, alayhi salam. Very important qualities. In anyone that you seek for any service that you do. You see, they say trust is a very important component of any productive and profitable hiring. However, there is something that is more important than trust has two components. What are the two components of trust? They said one is skill, right? Proficiency. Someone's ability to actually deliver and do the job. The other is integrity. See, most of the time people focus on what? On the first one, not the second one. However, if you were to ask anyone, you know, in your right state of mind, would you go to someone that has the ability to fix something, has the skill to fix something and take care of it, yet you do not trust their integrity? You don't want to do that. Right? Would you go to a mechanic that you know is going to maybe able to fix the problem, but is going to cause some other problems? You wouldn't want to do that. So you want someone who's what? Trustworthy. Right? But would you go to someone just because they're trustworthy and they're nice? You go to a nice person who doesn't know anything about the service you're asking them to provide. You wouldn't go to a mechanic who's just lousy, who doesn't know anything about fixing cars. So you're looking for both. Right? You're looking for both. Integrity. But integrity is more important than the skill, because it is the integrity that is going to make the person say, oh, I can do this job or I cannot do this job. See this? Integrity is very important. So Musa alayhi salam was a man of great integrity, and he was a very honest person. And this is the second quality that is highlighted in the story of Musa that we find in the Quran. And I want to fast forward. When Musa alayhi salam stood before Allah, and Allah azza wa jal told him that you're the chosen one, and I am your Lord, and I commission you as such and such, what did Musa alayhi salam, the honest and the humble man, said? And humility is the third quality that I wanted to highlight tonight. What does this honest man say? He didn't say, yeah, of course, I'm the most qualified. No, he said, oh Allah, but I killed someone. I have something in my history that they could use against me. Oh Allah, I have a speech impediment. And Harun, my brother, Aaron, he has the character of a prophet. فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَى هَارُونَ. Harun might be a better person. هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. He is more eloquent in his speech than me. It's not a competition as to who needs to be in the forefront. There's someone else more eloquent, someone else who is more articulate. Let that person be the person who speaks on our behalf. It doesn't have to be me. Doesn't have to be. So Musa alayhi salam had the humility. He had the honesty and the humility. Right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him. So Musa brought up all of these things. But what about what I did? What about Harun might be a better person? Right? Alayhi salam. His humility continues, by the way, because this is an integral part of his character, alayhi salam. A lesson that we need to learn from him. Whether it's with his family, or his brother, or even when Musa alayhi salam later on, one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people asked him as to who is the most knowledgeable person. And he wasn't, because sometimes you see, we feel like there is a conflict between humility and honesty. So Musa alayhi salam was asked a simple question, who is the most knowledgeable person? And he assumed, and it was a very reasonable assumption, since he is God's prophet, he's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla spoke to him. He spent 40 days in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla wrote for him in the tablets, وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِظَةً وَتَفْصِيلًا. Everything. So he assumed, and he had access to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, direct line of communication. So Musa alayhi salam assumed he is the most knowledgeable. So when Banu Israel one day asked him as to who is the most knowledgeable person, he said, I am the most knowledgeable person. He assumed. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to him that there is another person that has more knowledge, or that has knowledge that you don't have. Right? Go seek that. So Musa alayhi salam himself said, oh Allah, let me go and learn from him. He didn't say, but I am the prophet here. I'm the messenger here. I'm the one that you spoke to directly. Or, okay, let that person come to me. No. He said, oh Allah, tell me where I can find that person so that I can go and learn from him. Take some of the knowledge that he has that I don't have. A lifelong learner and seeker of knowledge. Right? In his old age, alayhi salam. He goes and he travels, and he was so determined. And you know the rest of the story with Al-Khidr alayhi salam, and how humble Musa was and how persistent he was. Even when Al-Khidr initially turned him down and he said, you will not be able to deal with the kind of knowledge that I have. And with the kinds of action that I'm going to be doing, it's going to be very difficult for you to tolerate it, Musa. Right? And Musa said, no, don't worry. I'll do my best to be patient. But again, eventually his honesty kicks in. His integrity kicks in. He could not, you know, hold himself and the passion that he had. So when he saw Al-Khidr doing things that are utterly, that apparently seem to be outrageous, you damage and vandalize the ship of a people that did you a service and carried you. You kill an innocent child, or apparently what appeared to be like an innocent child, he killed him. He just acted like the angel of death, just took him out. Right? So Musa alayhi salam couldn't hold himself each time. But eventually at some point Musa said to him, listen, I have not been as patient as I thought I would be. So therefore, if I ever ask you or question anything else that you're going to do, then you have every right to leave me. Or to abandon me. So eventually that happened as well. Right? And Musa alayhi salam had to part ways with Al-Khidr. Honesty. Humility. Coupled with humility. Very important and essential qualities of any successful leader or servant of the people. And last, we should always remember that Allah Azza wa Jal commissioned Harun as well with Musa. And there are lessons that we learn from both of them and for the dynamics of their relationship. Alayhim as-salam. Right? And how they worked together. This is just a side note. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah azza wa jal to support him and reinforce his da'wah and his mission with Harun. Because Harun had something that Musa thought he didn't have. It's not wrong. And again, Musa being the humble and the person who's honest and who's sincere, who wants this mission to succeed, it's about the mission, it's about the message. It's not about who gets credit for it. It's not about who gets the title. It's about getting the job done. And it doesn't matter who does it, or who gets recognized for it, or who gets the title. Musa alayhi salam asked for Harun to join him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commissioned Harun as well. And Harun was a prophet and a messenger. Allah azza wa jal tells us in the Quran. فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَى هَارُونَ, he said. And they both prayed together and they both struggled together. Alayhim as-salam. Harun was, did we see anywhere where Harun was, oh, why do they respect or why do they fear Musa more than me? When Musa left for 40 days, they did what they did. They would have not done it if Musa was there. As a matter of fact, Harun, when Musa came to him and he said, Harun, why did you let them do that? He said, إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضْعَفُونِي. They thought I was weak. They didn't have any respect for me. وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي. They even were so close to kill me. فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءِ. Don't let them, you know, don't let them laugh at me. Take it easy on me, Musa. I didn't have much means. You, on the other hand, they would have not dared to do that in your presence. And I always, by the way, wonder why. Harun was a prophet. Musa was a prophet. Why did they fear Musa more than Harun? Anyone has an answer for this? Why do you think they feared Musa more than Harun? Like they would have not done that. Huh? Musa was strong physically? How do we know that Harun was not strong? Anyone else? Again, I really don't have a clear answer to it. But anyone? Maybe this would be the Ramadan trivia since we're in like middle of Ramadan. Whoever gets the answer for this, inshallah, we'll get an MIC mug, inshallah. Yes. What did he say? Musa is the one that had the physical. Musa had the stick. Musa had the stick that turned into what? A snake with which he destroyed the magicians whom they fear the most. The magicians were the most feared. Musa defeated them with his stick. That stick was with him the whole time. Perhaps these people whose brains were conditioned to believe in and to fear physical objects more than anything else, right? The stick. When Musa was gone with the stick, their true nature came out, right? And they didn't fear, because Harun told them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you for this. They didn't care. But the stick, scary, right? Now, perhaps it could be the stick. Allahu a'lam. Allah knows best. So Musa and Harun worked together. And the point, the side point that I wanted to make is successful da'wah, successful service and mission, or people do much better when they work together as a team. And when there is humility and there is focus on the mission and the job that needs to be done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the humility, the sincerity, the strength, the integrity that we need, right, to be successful and for our actions to be accepted and blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon Musa wa Harun. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.